Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, this is letter number 5852, Baruch Hashem, Chaim Mar Cheshvan Tov Shin Yud Ches, the 18th day of Mar Cheshvan Tov Shin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Bracha V'Shalom. So, the Rebbe says, we're confirming receiving your letter from the 11th of Cheshvan. And the Rebbe says, it's understood, the surprise, what you write in the end of your letter, that as far as the Chabad women's organization, as the Chabad women, she doesn't see practically what she can add or what she can do. Rebbe wanted, maybe the Rebbe wrote her, that everybody should be involved to increase. She says to the Rebbe, she doesn't know practically what she can add or what she can do. And this is a letter to in Eretz Yisrael. She lived in Israel. So the Rebbe says, well, you have the entire Holy Land before Neshei Chabad. Meaning, there's enough work. There's the whole entire Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe says, when it comes to matters of Kedusha, holiness, it doesn't matter. As good as the situation is, there's always room to do and to add. Because holiness has no end. You can make it holier and holier, more distinct and more closer to Hashem. You can always keep on growing. It is no end. So, the Rebbe says, don't... knowing the saying, but we know the saying of our sages of blessed memory, says, you don't scream about the past. We're not talking about the past. And since you continue, she writes in her letter that she's going to reflect to know what she can do, what she can do in the future. So the Rebbe says, that's the main thing, what is important now. The Rebbe says, we're not worried about what happened in the past, but go ahead and look what is there to do in the future. And the Rebbe prays, Yiratzen, that the above should be bring to the expansion, the widening of the activities of the women and daughters of Chabad in many, many areas, because this is the necessity of the hour. That's what's necessary now, and there's nothing that stands in the way of the will. If you want, the Rebbe gives the blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So, the Rebbe does not accept, oh, what could she do? But at the end, she says that she's going to reflect and to figure out. They says, you have all of Eretz Yisrael. And goodness and holiness has no limit. It's infinite, so you can always increase. So, the Rebbe is happy that she will reflect, and she'll see what to do and to be able to make a difference. Rebbe wanted everybody to do something for Yiddishkeit, anybody who can in every aspect.